First of all, thank you to Rabbi Shur, and thank you for all of you coming out. Yeshiva, we're known to be a Litvish yeshiva, and therefore we don't really know how to have a good time. So after a shiur about assisted suicide, we decided to follow up with a shiur about infectious diseases to try to add joy. The question of infectious diseases and the question of kidney donation is actually a question that interestingly relates to Parsha Shmos, as we'll see as we move on. And the question is really, is it permitted for a person to enter a suffek sakana in order to save someone from a vadai sakana? Let's say there's a person who is definitely, it's vadai, that he's in a dangerous situation. Am I allowed to enter a suffek sakana that perhaps, right, there's a question, perhaps I'm going to be in a sakana in order to save him from the vadai sakana that he's in? This question is relevant right now. Baruch Hashem, I think we're on a ceasefire, but at times of war, this is, of course, one of the major questions. What's the heter to go to war? Of course, if it's a mochemes mitzvah, so we know what the heter is. But if it's a mochemes rishus, let's say you just want to expand the territory of Eretz Yisrael, what's the heter to go to war? I'm entering a suffek sakana. I'm entering a situation that perhaps I might get killed. Every war is a suffek sakana. Am I allowed to do it? Well, maybe the reason why it's mutter is because I'm saving others from a vadai sakana. Right? Maybe by expanding the territory, so they're not going to be lobbing missiles at us. And maybe that is why it's mutter. Additionally, some of the poskim discuss in a time of war, if there's a person who is injured, who's hurt, is the chovesh allowed to go and try to heal this person? Right? He's putting himself in the line of fire. Is that permitted? That's also the same question. Am I allowed to enter a suffek sakana in order to save someone from a vadai sakana? The question that the post can deal with most extensively is the question of kidney transplants. If you have a person who has kidneys that are no longer functioning and he needs a donated kidney, is his close relative or friend someone that the blood types match? Is that person allowed to donate a kidney to save him? Whenever you donate a kidney, you're going under. They put you under general anesthesia to remove it. There is some suffek sakana involved. Am I allowed to enter a suffek sakana to save a person whose kidneys aren't functioning, who's already in a vadai sakana? And lastly, the question that the poskim do not address as extensively is a case of infectious diseases. A case where, you know, there's an epidemic, bird flu, who knows what. Is a doctor allowed to go to try to heal patients in that situation? Same type of thing. The doctor is putting himself at risk. He's entering a suffek sakana in order to hopefully save the patient from a vadai sakana. Is this permitted or forbidden? What's the halacha about this? So the beginning of this conversation is a Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Rotzeach. It's source one on your sheets. Towards the end of source one, the Kesef Mishnah says, Kasav Hagos Maimon, it's two lines before the end. The Hagos Maimon, he says. Now this is actually not in our editions of the Hagos Maimon, but it's found in the back of the Franco Rambam's Hagos Maimoni. Now, the Hagos Maimoni Defus Kushta, it was published in Constantinople, this Hagos Maimoni. It's not in the standard editions. But the Hagos Maimoni says that, he quotes a Yerushalmi Masik, Afilu lahachnes atzmo besofik sakana chayav. The Yerushalmi says that there's an obligation, a chiyuv, that you have to enter a suffek sakana in order to save someone from a vadai sakana. The mitzvah of losam al adam re'echa, the fact that I'm not allowed to stand idly by as a person is in a dangerous situation, obligates me, says the Kesef Mishnah, b'shem hagos ma'amini, it obligates me to go and enter a suffix sakana in order to save someone from a vade sakana. And the Kesef Mishnah explains that the reason for this is because v'nireh shehatam v'pnei shehalo vadai v'hu suffik. The reason is because this fellow, he's in definite sakana. He's a vadai. I'm only a suffik. We have a general principle. Usually it applies in dinei mamonis, but the Kesef Mishnah, interestingly, is applying it to other areas as well. The ein suffik moti midei vadai. My suffik can't remove from the vadai. So because of ein suffik moti midei vadai, therefore, says the Kesef Mishnah, I'm mechuyev to enter a suffik sakana in order to save someone from a vadai sakana. Now, this is very interesting. The Kesef Mishnah is quoting a Yerushalmi. We don't know exactly which Yerushalmi he's quoting. In fact, Reb Chaim Heller, who was a legendary figure here in our yeshiva, Reb Chaim Heller was a Rosh Yeshiva, but he didn't really say regular shir. He taught in Bernard Revel Graduate School. He was a great scholar of Greek. He was actually one, the only Rosh Yeshiva that the Rav Zichrono Livracha used to go and listen to all of his shirim. The Rav treated him like his Rebbe way back from Berlin. They had a relationship. And Reb Chaim Heller, in his Sefer HaMitzvos, on the Rambam, he came out with his own edition of the Sefer HaMitzvos on page Kuf Ayin Hey. He points out that we don't know where this Yerushalmi is, but like many Yerushalmis, we don't know where they are, and the Poskim quote it, so we'll just take the Poskim's words for it. That's his opinion. There's a whole literature about missing Yerushalmis. The Poskim often quote a Yerushalmi, and you look through the Yerushalmi, where Yerushalmi says if you talk between Yishtabach and Yotzer, then you don't go to war, right? There's no such Yerushalmi. There are many of these Yerushalmis that don't exist. Yerushalmi says that Eglon Melech Moab stood up by when the name of Hashem was quoted, when Ehud said to him, right, I have a message to you from Hashem. The Yerushalmi says this is the makar that you have to stand up for Dvarim Shebekdusha. No such Yerushalmi. Okay, it's not a kasha. The scholars deal with this. So Victor Aptowitzer has a whole essay in his edition of the Rav Yah. Fine, so there's no such Yerushalmi, but says Reb Chaim Heller, it doesn't bother us. However, many of the Acharonim, the Nitziv and the Tshuvos of the Yad Eliyahu, many of the Acharonim point out that they think they know where this Yerushalmi is, and they think it's the last Yerushalmi in the 8th parak of Maseches Trumos. Reb Imi Itzid B'Sifsifi. We don't know exactly what this means, but apparently Reb Imi was caught in a place called Sifsifi. So the question is, can we go and rescue him? Amar Reb Yonason, Yikorei Chameis B'Sadino. Reb Yonason said, you know, Reb Imi is captured, he's trapped, nothing to do, let him be wrapped up in his tachrichim. Wrap him up, bury him already, he's gone. Amar Reish Lakish, ada anok katil, anam miskatil. Reish Lakish says, either I'm going to kill, or I'll be killed. Ana ezel, umish zivle b'chayla. I'm going to go and rescue him by force. That's what the Gemara says. Reb Yonason said, he's trapped, he's captured, nothing to do. Reish Lakish says, no, I'm going to go and rescue him with force, which means that Reish Lakish is saying, I'm going to kill or be killed. So I'm going to enter a suffix sakana in order to rescue Reb Imi. Says the Netziv and the Tshuvos Yad Eliyahu, this is the Makar, this is the Yerushalmi that they are quoting. This is the Yerushalmi that Lagos Maimini refers to. Interesting, but it's problematic. You see, if you read this Yerushalmi carefully, there's a few questions. First of all, who says you paskin like Reish Lakish instead of Reb Yonason? Reb Yonason says, wrap the guy up. Reb Imi is captured, forget about him. Right? Reish Lakish says, I'm going to enter a suffix sakana in order to rescue him. Mehecha tesi, you should paskin like Reish Lakish as opposed to Reb Yonason. We have no idea how you paskin a machlokas to Reish Lakish or Reb Yonason. Moreover, who says when Reish Lakish went to save him, he did it because he felt there's an obligation? Maybe Reish Lakish went to save Reb Imi because he was doing it lefnim mishuras hadin. Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, and Rav Kook actually also, they have exactly the same raya from Rashi and Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Dalet. Exactly the same raya. That even if you hold, you're not obligated to enter a suffix sakana to save someone who's in vade sakana, says Reb Moshe and Rav Kook, if you want to do it, there's a mitzvah. You get points. So when Reish Lakish went to save Reb Imi, how do I know that Reish Lakish held like the Yerushalmi, that there's a chiyuv to do so? Maybe Reish Lakish is doing it based on Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. No raya from the Yerushalmi. Moreover, there's a third way to be docha the raya from the Yerushalmi. The Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu points out that perhaps even if you ordinarily hold, there is no obligation to enter a suffix sakana to save someone from a vaday sakana. But the Yad Eliyahu was the Rav in Lvov. He was born in 1660, died at some point after. I'm not exactly sure when. He died in Eretz Yisrael. The Yad Eliyahu points out that if the person who's in Vaday Sakana is a Talmud Chacham, maybe all would agree that there's a chiyuv to enter a Suffix Sakana to save a Talmud Chacham, a Gadol Yisrael, from a Vaday Sakana. This is the chiddush that the Yad Eliyahu has. He didn't have the new editions of the Sefer Hasidim, but if you look in the Sefer Hasidim, in Simen Tav Reish Tzadi Ches Tirtzach, the Sefer Hasidim points out that to enter a Suffix Sakana to save a Gadol B'Yisrael from a Vaday Sakana is a Chiyuv, because he says Tzarchei Talmidei Chachamim Kitzarchei Rabim Damu. That's the lashon of the Sefer Hasidim, which is very interesting. That to save a Talmud Chacham, you're not saving an individual, it's Tzarchei Rabim. You're saving a whole group. This is actually one of the differences between the case of the war that we began with and an individual who's ill. If an individual is ill, perhaps it's usher to enter a Suffix Sakana to save him from a Vaday Sakana. But let's say there's a whole group of people who are in Vaday Sakana. In that situation, maybe there's a chiyuv to enter a Suffix Sakana to save the person from a Vaday Sakana. This is what the Sefer Hasidim says, the pshat, and why it's a chiyuv to enter a Suffix Sakana to save a Talmud Chacham from a Vaday Sakana. So basically what we have so far is Lagos Maimon, he quotes a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi is not compelling. What do the poskim say about this? So the Sma is the first mefarish that we have on Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat. The Sma points out that we don't paskin like this Kesef Mishnah b'shem the Hagos Maimoni b'shem the Yerushalmi. Says the Sma, this is source number 3 that we have, since the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush, the major league poskim, don't quote this Yerushalmi, and the Mechaber doesn't quote it in Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah doesn't quote it in the Hagos on Shulchan Aruch, that tells me that we do not paskin like the Hagos Maimoni b'shem the Yerushalmi. That's what the Sma says. So, that's it. We don't paskin that way. There is no chiyuv to enter a Suffix Sakana to save a person from a Vaday Sakana. I'm very bothered by this Hagos Maimoni for the following reason. Hagos Maimoni is assuming that because this statement is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, even though it's quoted in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is Rabbi Yosef Karo's work on the Tur. The Beis Yosef quotes this Hagos Maimoni. He quotes it in his work on the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah. He just doesn't quote it in Shulchan Aruch. Says Asma, because he doesn't quote it in Shulchan Aruch, that means we don't paskin that way. I don't think this is correct. You have to read the Hakdamos to Shulchan Aruch, but in the new editions of the Shulchan Aruch, in the Friedman editions, they have a whole nice printout of the different printed versions, the first editions of the Shulchan Aruch, etc. And they also print the Hakdamos that that Rabbi Yosef Karo had, both to the Tur and to Shulchan Aruch. Why did Rabbi Yosef Karo write Shulchan Aruch after he wrote the Tur? And he writes in the Hakdama two reasons. First of all, he said, I want a book that Talmidei Chachamim would be able to chazer once a month. Torah with Beis Yosef, it's too long, you can't chaser once a month. But Shulchan Aruch, it's very short. You should be able to finish it once a month, and Talmidei Chachamim should be able to chaser it and get all the dinim down pat. Second of all, he says, I need a book for little kids. Shulchan Aruch was written for little kids to have the basic dinim. What that means, I think, if you read the Hakdama, this is worth a doctoral dissertation, if anyone has time. But my impression is that the halachic work is really the Beis Yosef. Shulchan Aruch is not the sefer of halacha. The raya is that the Beis Yosef himself tells you in his Hakdama, I'm not reading Shulchan Aruch to paskin all the shailas. I already paskin the shailas in Beis Yosef. Shulchan Aruch is just to chaser quickly. It's just for the little kids to get the basic dinim down. Basic dinim, the dinim that appear in the Rambam, in the Rush, in the Rif. But there are other Rishonim. There's a Serva Heter, and there's Hagos Maimini, the other Rishonim. And just because I don't quote in Shulchan Aruch does not mean I don't hold that way. If you read the Hakdama of the Ramah to Darkei Moshe and to Shulchan Aruch as well, it's clear that the Ramah felt the halacha should be paskin based on his work on the tour on the Darkei Moshe. Moreover, and this is my personal issue, the Shach writes that the Shach always calls his work on the tour. Most of the Shach's work on the tour is missing for us, but we have some of the Shach's work on the tour. The Shach always calls Sifri my book. My main book is the Shach's work on the tour. It seems to me that the Sma might not be correct. Just because it doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch does not mean that we don't paskin that way. Okay. Even so, there might be other reasons not to paskin like this Hagos Maimini B'Shem Yerushalmi. Remember, Hagos Maimini B'Shem HaYerushalmi says, I'm chayiv to enter a suffix sakana in order to save someone from a vade sakana. The Sma says we don't paskin that way. I think it's questionable. However, if you look at source number 4, the Pisrei Tshuva in Choshen Mishpat quotes the Sma. And then he quotes, I am b'sefer agudas ezo from the Gon Naharam Ze'ev, shekos of tam nachon, that the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush leave it out, because mishum desvirulan de Talmuda didon poleg al ha-Yerushalmi. Says the Pisrei Tshuva, you know why we don't paskin like the Hagos Maimini b'shem the Yerushalmi? The reason we don't paskin that way is because, yeah, there might be a Yerushalmi that says it, but Talmud Bavli disagrees with Talmud Yerushalmi. We already have a principle from the Rif, the last Rif in Maseches Erevin, that whenever there's a machlokas between Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi, we paskin like Talmud Bavli, because Talmud Bavli is Basra. Talmud Yerushalmi is written in the generation of Rabbi Yochanan, which we usually call the first generation of Amoraim, and the Talmud Bavli is written 4th, 5th century of Amoraim. It's written a few hundred years later. Therefore, we paskin like the Talmud Bavli over the Talmud Yerushalmi, because it's Basra. Presumably the Bavli, the Amoraim and the Bavli knew all the Yerushalmis, and they made a conscious decision to reject them. So because the Talmud Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi, therefore we do not paskin like this Yerushalmi. That's what the Pisrei Tshuva is saying. Of course, the one thing that the Pisrei Tshuva doesn't say is which Talmud Bavli, which Gemara is it that disagrees with the Yerushalmi? Which Gemara? Unclear. So if you look in the Agudas Ezov itself, we actually have it here in the Mendel Gottesman Library, and many other poskim point this out as well. The Netziv in his Beyer on the She'otos also quotes, they have two major Gemaras that disagree with the Yerushalmi. So I'd like to just learn these Gemaras with you quickly. These are sources number 5, right? We'll begin with the Gemara in Maseches Nida. The Gemara is discussing Lashon Hara, right? One of everyone's favorite topics. So the Gemara says that Amar Rava, Hai Lishna Bisha, Afal Pi Delekbule Lomi Boya. When it comes to Lashon Hara, you're not allowed to accept. If someone tells you that there's a certain murderer who moved in next door to you, you're not supposed to be mekabel, not supposed to fully believe it, but meichash lei mebaya. But you have to be suspect. If they tell you that a murderer moved in next door to you, so maybe you shouldn't invite him in for tea. Or maybe you shouldn't give him the keys to your house and let him come in whenever he wants. Meichash lei mebaya. You have to be concerned with it. The Gemara then tells us a story. Hanahu b'nei Galila, dinafak alayhu kala dekatol nefasha. There are people from Galil that there's a rumor that was spread about them that they killed somebody. Asur l'kamei d'Reb Tarfon. So these people, obviously they're in trouble. There are rumors that they killed somebody. The authorities are out to lock them up, to kill them perhaps. So they run to Reb Tarfon. Amrulei lit marina mar. They tell Reb Tarfon, please hide us. Hide us. Right? The authorities are out to get us. Why don't you hide us? Amr lahu. So Reb Tarfon says, hevi nafit. What should I do? Ilo at marinchu chazu yisaychi. If I don't hide you, the authorities are going to see you and they'll kill you. So you're in definite sakana. If I don't hide you, right, you'll be killed. At mirinchu, but if I do hide you, ha'amar rabbanan, hai lishna bisha, afal gabdalik bule lomi baya, mechosh leme baya. If I do hide you, so that might not be so good either. Tosfos quotes in the She'iltos that what he's saying is, if I do hide you, so maybe you guys killed, and the authorities are going to kill me and you guys when they find you. Let's say you really are murderers. There are rumors that you, B'nai Galil, killed somebody. If I hide you, the authorities, right, might find you anyway, and they might kill you, and they might kill me. So therefore, Reb Tarfon says, I'm not going to hide you. You guys go, you hide yourselves. This is the Gemara Nida. Reb Tarfon says, if I don't hide you, you're in Vaday Sakana. If I do hide you, so according to the She'iltos, I'm entering a Suffix Sakana, because if I hide you, and really you killed, maybe the authorities are going to kill me also. So I'm entering a Suffix Sakana. And what did Reb Tarfon do? Did he hide them? No, he didn't hide them. So says the Netziv, and says many poskim, says the Agudas Ezov, this is the Gemara that's against the Yerushalmi. That Reb Tarfon did not enter a Suffix Sakana in order to save these B'nai Galil from their Vadei Sakana. They're definitely in Sakana. People are out to kill them. Reb Tarfon didn't want to enter a Suffix Sakana in order to save them. That's one Gemara. The other Gemara that the Poskim quote we have here is source number 7. Source number 7 is the major Gemara in this sugya. The question whether I am obligated to enter a Suffix Sakana to save someone from a Vadei Sakana really might be based on what's the makar to save someone from a Vadei Sakana. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that there's two possibilities. Here, Gufa. Let's read the Gemara. Minayin ro estaveir shol toveya ben nahar, o chaya gori raso, o listin bo'in olav, shehu chayim lahatzila. How do you know that if there is a fellow, right, Gemara says it's your friend, but I think the halacha is even if the fellow drowning is not your friend, right, there's a guy who's drowning, or there's a wild animal who's chasing after him, how do I know that I'm obligated to save him? Talmud lomer lo samar adam re'echa. Pasuk says, don't stand idly by, lo samar adam re'echa, go and save him. Frek the Gemara, v'ha mehocha nafka. What do you need the pasuk of Lo Samar Adam Re'echa? You can learn it out from a different pasuk. Avedas Gufo Minayin. How do you know that there is a chiyuv to return someone's body? Zek the Gemara Talmud Lomar v'hashevosolo. The pasuk says I have a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. If you lose your wallet, you lose your jacket, I'm chiyuv to return it to you. But the Torah phrases it in a strange sort of way. V'hashevosolo. Return him to him. Return him to himself. That means, avedas gufo, if the guy's body is in danger, return the guy's body to him. That means, I'm mechuyev to save you when you're in mortal danger. V'hashivo solo. So, frek the Gemara, why do I need the pasuk of Lo Samar Adam Re'echa? Let's learn it out from the pasuk of V'hashivo solo. The Gemara answers, no. Ime hasam hava amina hanimili b'nafshei. Zuck the Gemara, if I would only have the pasuk It's a question in Achrenim. Which pasuk? But let's assume if I only have the pasuk of Ahashivoso lo, so then I would think that, yeah, hani mili bin nafshe, I have to do it myself. If I can do it, I have to do it. But who says I have to spend money? Who says if I have to hire divers, I have to hire people who can save you? Who says I have to spend money to hire them? That's why I need the other pasuk of lo sama lo dam reyacha. Now, many Achronim point out, one second, we have two psukim. What's the Gemara saying here? We're not sure. What's the makar to save somebody who's in sakana? Is it based on lo sama lo dam reyacha, or is it based on hashavas aveda? Right? The Gemara says, why do I need two psukim? And the Gemara has to come up with a complicated answer. You need two psukim to tell me that you have to spend money. The Achronim say, one second, if the Rishami is correct, that I'm mechuyev to enter a suffix sakana to save you from a vadai sakana. So l'chora, that only makes sense based on lo sama lo dam reyacha. To do hashavas aveda, right? If a guy lost his wallet, am I mechuyev to enter a potentially dangerous situation to return the wallet to him? No way. So why don't we say, why doesn't the Gemara say that the reason I need the pasuk lo sama lo dam reyacha, even though I have a hashevoso lo, is to tell me the din of the Yerushalmi? Elamai say the Achronim, and this is the Maharam Shik and the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Nitziv and the Yad Eliyahu, all the Achronim have this. They say, you see that Talmud Bavli, this Gemara in Sanhedrin, that has to come up with the reason, the difference between the Psukim about spending money, this Gemara does not hold like the Yerushalmi. This is the second Raya that the Achronim have, the second Gemara in Talmud Bavli that disagrees with the Yerushalmi. Now, both of these Rayas can be Nidcha in many ways. There are many ways to knock off both of these Rayos, but I would just like to present one way to you. There was a great Gaon who lived in the town of Suvalk. Right? Here in Yeshiva, we're very partial to Suvalk because Reb David Lifshitz, a friend of Lefrecha, was the Rav in Suvalk. But a while before Reb David Lifshitz, Reb Yechiel Heller was the Rav in Suvalk, and he wrote the Tshuvas Amudei Ur. So in the Tshuvas Amudei Ur, in Simen Sadivav, Sif Gimel, he points out like this. He says, one second, let's go slowly. What's the reason for the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi that says, I have to enter a suffix sakana to save you from a vadai sakana. What's the reason for that? Zuck the Yerushalmi, zuck the Kesef Mishnah, because I have to enter a suffix to save you from a vadai, because ein suffix motzi midei vadai. Therefore, says Rabbi Chiyo Heller, says the Tshuvas Amudei Ur, the only time I am mechuyev to enter a suffix sakana to save you is if I'm definitely going to be able to save you. If there's a vadai that I will be able to save you, then I have a chiyuv to enter a suffix sakana to save you. But if I'm not sure I'll be able to save you, or I'm not sure you need me to save you, maybe you're not really in danger, then of course I do not enter a suffix sakana. I'm only allowed to enter a suffix sakana in order to save you when you're in vadai sakana. But let's take the case by Reb Tarfin and these fellows who there's a rumor maybe they killed. Are they in vadai sakana? No. Says Reb Yechiel Heller, they're not in vadai sakana. They could hide themselves. If they could hide themselves, authorities might not be able to get them. So if they're not in vadai sakana, so of course that's why I don't enter a suffix sakana to save them. Similarly, perhaps we could say that the case in the Gemara in Sanhedrin also is talking about a case when the guy, it seems to us he might be drowning, we're not 100% sure. We don't know that the guy's in vadai sakana. Perhaps the guy is in a suffix sakana situation. According to the Amudei Aris Yesod, it's possible to knock off both proofs from the Gemara, both the Gemara in Nida and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But we're not done yet. I have on the sheet a number of rayas that the Achronim bring in order to support the Yerushalmi. That's sources 8 and 9. Perhaps there are Gemaras in the Talmud Bavli that support the Yerushalmi. But I want to keep on focusing on why the Yerushalmi might be wrong. Right? Why we would say that there's no chiyuv to enter a suffix sakana in order to save somebody from a vaday sakana. Says the Mesha Chachma, right, the Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, Goyen Oyom, super genius. So he points out that the Yerushalmi, it's not just against some Gemaras and Talmud Bavli. The Yerushalmi is against a Pasuk in Chumash. Pasuk in Chumash. This past week's parasha, Parasha Shmos. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you have the Pesukim here, source 11. Vayom Hashem Moshe, b'midyon leich shuv Mitzrayim, ki meisu kol ha'anoshim ha'mevakshim asnafshecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you can return to Mitzrayim, because all those people who want to kill you, they're dead. They're all dead. Therefore, you can return. Now, comes along the Ar Sameach in the Meshech Chachma. He says, one second. God is telling Moshe, Moshe, you have a heter or a chiyuv. Let's say Moshe, you have a chiyuv to return to Mitzrayim because everyone is dead. That means if they'd be alive, would Moshe have a chiyuv? No. Why not? Maybe they'll kill him. These are people, Dosan and Aviram, Hamavakshim and Snafshecha. Dosan and Aviram want to kill Moshe, Rabbeinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Moshe, they're dead. And Chazal said, not really dead, but okay, Moshe, they're dead, and therefore you can return. That means God has to specifically tell Moshe to return to Mitzrayim, even though Moshe Rabbeinu, why is Moshe returning to Mitzrayim? In order to save all of Klal Yisrael. That means all of Klal Yisrael is in Vaday Sakana. Moshe Rabbeinu is in Suffolk Sakana, because maybe Dasan and Aviram will kill him. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe he could hide from Dasan and Aviram. Right? Maybe he could get some of the Jews who he's trying to save to knock him off. But the fact is, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the only reason you can return to Mitzrayim is because all those who want to kill you are now dead. Therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, there is a raya from the pasuk in Chumash that the Yerushalmi is wrong. Not only, says the Meshech Chachma, is it a raya from a pasuk in Chumash, right? For Yeshiva Bachrim, it's a better raya if you have a raya from a Mishnah against a pasuk in Chumash. A pasuk, there's no way a Yeshiva guy would know. But a Mishnah, maybe there's a chance. Right? The Mishnah in Makos also, the Ar Sameach, I have the Mishnah Makos source number 15, and the Ar Sameach is source 14, the Meshech Chachma source 12. The Mishnah Makos says that a person who's wrote Seach B'Shogeg, let's say a person killed someone inadvertently. So what's the halacha? He goes to Golos. Says the Mishnah that a wrote Seach B'Shogeg is not allowed to leave the Ir Miklat. Right? He goes to an Ir Miklat, a protective city, and he's not allowed to leave. Why? Presumably because there's a Goel Hadam outside, and the Goel Hadam might kill him, right? If you kill somebody b'shogeg, the next of kin, the relative of the dead man, has a right to kill you. The Mishnah says, Afilu kol Yisrael tzrichim lo, ki Yoav min tzriyah. Even if all of Klal Yisrael needs you, like Yoav, still, you are not allowed to leave the Ir Miklat. Why not? Pekuach Nefesh. Yoav ben Tzruya is the general. Klal Yisrael needs him to lead a war. How come he's not allowed to leave the Ir Miklat? Because, says the Ar Sameach, you're not allowed to enter a Suffolk Sakana. The Goel Adam might kill you. If you're in the Ir Miklat, he can't get you. You walk outside, he might get you. You're not allowed to enter a Suffolk Sakana even to save all of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Ar Sameach says. Now, this is quite a fascinating Ar Sameach. First of all, he's assuming that the Yerushalmi missed the Pasuk and Chumash, and the Yerushalmi missed the Mishnah. Right? That's already problematic. So, how can we reinterpret? Let's start with the Mishnah. What's the pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says you're not allowed to leave an Ir Miklat, even for Pekuach Nefesh. Why not? Don't we know that Pekuach Nefesh is Docha Kol HaTorah Kula? If you look in the Sri Dayesh at the end of Chelak Aleph, he had a long exchange of letters with different Gedola Yisrael about this topic. He had an exchange with Rav Unterman, and he had an exchange with Rav Simcha Elberg, the editor of HaParadeis, also a colorful character. So the Sri Dayesh goes through their opinions about why you're not allowed to leave the Ir Miklat. He says, you know what, it seems to me, really, in theory, Pekuach Nefesh should be docha everything, but there's a Gezeiras HaKosav. The Torah says that you should stay there, Shamtehe Misaso, Shamtehe Kfuraso, that the person who goes to Golos has to stay there even until he dies. He even has to be buried in the Ir Miklat. So says the Sri Dayesh, it's a Gezeiras HaKosav, that's why he can't leave. Okay, it's an interesting idea. In Lumdus, I think there's another approach that we could take. There's a very interesting sefer that came out a few years ago they have these people, many of these guys are actually very strange, but there are these people who hang around with Gedolei Yisrael and they ask lots of interesting shilas and they publish these massive sforim about one area of halacha. So there's a fellow Rav Lawrence, who hangs around with the Gedolim in Bnei Brak, and he asked, I think, some 400 shilas to Reb Chaim Kanievsky all about Inyanei Pekuach Nefesh, and then he came out with a sefer called Mishnas Pekuach Nefesh. It's a fat book, really fat sefer. So in Simon Chof Tes of the sefer Mishnas Pekuach Nefesh, he says as follows. He asks the following shilas to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Let's say Bezdin has a fellow who they're supposed to kill. Reuven was Mechal on Shabbos. So Bezdin's supposed to kill Reuven for being Mechal on Shabbos. But Reuven is the world's greatest doctor. And Reuven could save thousands of people with his medical knowledge. Is Bezdin still Mechliyev to kill Reuven? Right? On the one hand, Pekuach Nefesh is Docha Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? We should say the Pekuach Nefesh for all of the ill people. Maybe that's a reason why Bezdin shouldn't kill Reuven. Similarly, he asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky another shaila. Let's say there's a fellow who was Mechal on Shabbos, and you're supposed to put him to death, but you know that if you kill him, he has an elderly father, and his father might die. Is Bezdin mechuyev to kill him, knowing that killing him might kill the father? So, this is a question he asked for Chaim Kanievsky, and he writes a whole arichus. He thinks that maybe the halacha is that Pekuach Nefesh, when we say Pekuach Nefesh is docha the entire Torah, what that means is that in the situation of Pekuach Nefesh, Isurim don't apply. You have to eat treif, eat all the treif you want for Pekuach Nefesh. Mitzvos don't apply in the situation of Pekuach Nefesh. However, says Rav Lawrence, he thinks that Onshim apply even in the situation of Pekuach Nefesh. Pekuach Nefesh is not a heter that Bezdin should not give an onesh to somebody. And therefore, he says, we never see anywhere that Bezdin takes into account and Bezdin won't kill a person because he's a doctor, or Bezdin won't kill somebody because his elderly parent might pass away. Says Ralph Lawrence, you see from here that Pekuach Nefesh is not Docha Onshem. If that's the case, there's a brilliant sefer that came out in Chumash over the past few years, the Chavatzelas HaSharon. It's written by this Mordechai Karlbach, who's a young Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, young in the sense of he's even younger than me. And Rav Karlbach points out that if you read some of the Rishonim in Maseches Makos, it's clear that Golos is also an Onesh. Golos, when I kill somebody with shogeg, or you shouldn't use me, when Reuven kills somebody with shogeg, so the fact that he has to go to Golos, it's not only to protect him, but Golos is also an onesh. It's also a punishment for him. Tosfos says this a few places in Makis, the Ritva says this. It's clear, the Tzvi Pesach Frank has a whole tshuva, where he brings all the makoros, it's clear that Golos is an onesh. Therefore, says Rav Lawrence, perhaps the reason why the Ar Sameach is wrong is because the reason why you're not allowed to leave Golos, even if all of Klal Yisrael needs you to save you, even if you're Yoav ben Tzruya, they need you to lead a war, is because Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha Kol HaTorah Kula. That's true, but it's Docha Mitzvos and Isurim. It's not Docha and Onesh. And you remaining in Golos is an Onesh that Beis Din imposes on you. The biggest right that it's an Onesh is the fact you have to be buried in Golos, right? They're not going to kill you after you're dead, right? I know all the jokes, but they won't kill you after you're dead. So l'chora, you see this Yisod, that the Ar Sameach is wrong because being in Golos is an Onesh, and Beis Din can't give up on the Onesh to keep you in Golos, even if Hatzalas Kol Yisrael depends on it. Just very quickly, in order to be doche the rayas from the Pesukim and Chumash, right? This is really the strongest raya. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, return to Mitzrayim because Dasan Aviram are dead. Right? This is the Ar Sameach's raya. So how could the Yerushalmi miss a pasuk? Right? How could you assume that you're chayiv to enter a suffix sakana to save someone from a vadei sakana when Moshe Rabbeinu had to be specifically told by Hashem to return to Mitzrayim because they died and therefore there's no longer a suffix sakana? So, the answer, there are many answers given to this. Rav Herzog in his Tshuvas has a few answers. Perhaps the idea in the Pesukim is that we know Chazal say Dasan Aviram didn't really die. Right? They just had Sara'as. And so therefore what? Therefore there still is a suffix Sakana. So, it doesn't work. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu maybe is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, you have to enter the suffix Sakana to save Klal Yisrael from Avadei Sakana. Moreover, according to the Yisod that we said earlier from the Tshuvas Amudei Ar, I think it's very easy to answer. Remember, the Amudei Ar only said, the Amudei Ar said that the only time I'm mechuyev to enter a suffix sakana is when you are vadai in sakana and I can definitely save you. What's going on over here is Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, I'm willing to enter a suffix sakana if I know for sure that I'll save Klal Yisrael. But I need a haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Klal Yisrael. Maybe Dasan Aviram will get me. If they get me, so then I'm not going to be able to save Klal Yisrael. So the only time it's mutter to enter a suffix sakana is if avad I save people from their sakana. But in this situation, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that kimesu kol ha'anashim ha'mevakshim esnafshecha, until Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that everyone died, so he felt he's still in a... He felt he's not vadai saving them from sakana. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go down to Mitzrayim until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the special haftacha. Halacha l'maisa. So we've been discussing this Yerushalmi that says, I'm chayiv to enter a suffix sakana to save someone from a vadai sakana. The Poskim, the Mishneh Brura, I give you the source in the Mishneh Brura, it's source number 10 on the sheets. The Poskim all do not follow this Yerushalmi. They assume that you are not obligated to enter a suffix sakana to save someone from a vadai sakana. You're not obligated to donate a kidney. However, as Chacham Ovadia Yosef points on the tshuva, which I have here at number 18, there's a mitzvah to do so. There's a mitzvah to enter a suffix sakana in order to save someone from a vadai sakana. This is the standard approach in poskim. It happens that in our yeshiva, we have a slightly different tradition, though. The standard approach in poskim in the Mishneh Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan Tav Chav Vav Sif Dalet, and the Mishneh Berurah that I give you in Shin Yotes, Sifkat Yotes, they paskin against the Yerushalmi. However, if you look in Rav Shechter's Sefer, the Nefesh HaRav, on page Kuf Samach Vav, Rav Shechter tells two interesting stories. Once upon a time in Vilna, there was an accusation that the Jews stole some items from the church. And this could have led to a pogrom, and all the Jews in Vilna would have been killed. The Ger Tzedek of Vilna, who in his previous life was known as the Grapotoski went to the Vilna Gaon, and he said, Vilna Gaon, do I have a heter to go and tell the authorities that I am the one who stole the items? Therefore, I'm going to be killed, perhaps, perhaps not. Perhaps they'll have rachmanis on me because I used to be a Catholic. So the Graf of Tosky, the Ger Tzedek of Vilna, had a suffix that he asked the Vilna Gaon. Now, I'm chayiv to enter a suffix sakana to give myself over to the authorities. Perhaps they'll kill me, perhaps they won't, in order to save the entire community from a vaday sakana. The Vilna Gaon didn't answer him at the time. He said, I have to think about it. And the Graf Potocki, the Ger Tzedek of Vilna, before the Gaon got back to him, decided to do this on his own. He gave himself over to the authorities and he was killed. And that's why the Ger Tzedek was killed, because of this incident. He felt that you should enter a suffix sakana to save the tzibur, to save the community of Vilna from a vaday sakana. Moreover, Rav Shapir tells another story. Apparently there was once an epidemic of cholera, and there were many people who were in the street who were in a vaday sakana. This is an infectious disease. If you come near them, you help them out, you yourself are entering a suffix sakana. Reb Chaim himself went, and he took off his kapota, and he wrapped many of the old people up in his kapota, and he carried them in to save them. He himself entered a suffix sakana to save these people from a vaday sakana. Additionally, Rev El Yechayim Meisel in Lodz, the same story happened with the cholera epidemic. He also entered a suffix sakana himself to save many people from a vaday sakana. Rev Schechter quotes these stories as a raya that Rev Chaim and Rev El Yechayim Meisel paskin plahalacha like the Yerushalmi, that you're mechuyev to enter a suffix sakana in order to save someone from a vaday sakana. What's interesting to note is if you look in the most recently published volume of Tshuvos VaHanhagos of Rav Moshe Sternbach, volume 5 came out a few weeks ago, and Rav Moshe Sternbach quotes the same exact stories with pretty much the same lashon. I get the impression that Rav Moshe Sternbach actually has the Sefer Nefesh HaRav but doesn't want to quote it. Rav Moshe Sternbach quotes the same stories, but he says that Reb Chaim felt that for Hatzolas Rabim, you're mechuyev to enter a suffix sakana to save the Rabim from a vaday sakana. Right, this is the same idea that we mentioned earlier from the Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu, the idea that I might not be mechuyev to enter a suffix sakana to save an individual from a vaday sakana, but to save a Talmud Chacham, who's like Tzarchei Rabim. So then we pointed out that maybe that's going to be okay, and certainly to save a real rabbin. That's the way Rav Moshe Sternbach quotes it. Rav Moshe Sternbach passes a halacha that to save a rabbin from a vaday sakana, you're allowed to enter a suffix sakana. What's interesting is, if you will look in the tshuvos of Rav Kook, in Simin Reish Mem Dalet of Mishpat Kohen, Rav Kook writes that you are not mechuyev to enter a suffix sakana to save a rabbin from a vaday sakana. However, hatzolas kol Yisrael is different. To save all of Klal Yisrael, that for sure you're mechuyev to do. How do you deal with the arsa meach? Rav Kook gives a number of suggestions, some of which we mentioned earlier, about how we deal with the arsa meach's raya from the Mishnah and Makis. There seems to be a dispute over here, right? Now, for hatzolas kol Yisrael, everyone agrees, I'm mechuyev to enter a suffix sakana to save all of Klal Yisrael from a sakana. For an individual, poskim say, you're not mechuyev, but there's a mitzvah to do so, to donate a kidney. What about a rabbin? What about to save a community or to save a large number of people, like in the cholera epidemic or the situation that we mentioned from Vilna? That seems to be a machlokes among the poskim. I'm of the opinion that the Sefer Hasidim is clear that you're allowed to enter a suffix sakana to save a rabbin from a vaday sakana. This is what Rav Moshe Sternbach says also. However, Rav Kook says that no, tzarchei rabbin is like tzarchei yachid. The only thing that's different is hatzolas kol Yisrael. So if there's any questions, we can, yeah. So the point is that if you look in the Sefer Hasidim and you look in the Mishnayos and Horyos, there seems to be a distinction between the level of being a Talmud Chacham. Reish Lakish felt he's not as much of a Talmud Chacham as Rabbi Imi. Now, how do I know this? So there are many rayas that Rabbi Imi was on a different level of Torah even than Reish Lakish. It's an interesting point. In Sefer Hasidim, though, writes clearly that Reb Reuven ben Estrabuli, who apparently was a Talmud Chacham, he gave himself over to save some other Talmud Chacham. He saved Rabbi Akiva, right? Because he thought that Rabbi Akiva is a greater Talmud Chacham. That's what emerges from that Sefer Hasidim. Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned that there might be a difference if you're sure you can save somebody. I mean, in all these instances, you're never sure.
Right. This is my question on, based on the Yesod of the Amudei Or, I do not know why it's mutter to give a kidney. Because the Amudei Or says, I'm only allowed to enter a suffix sakana if I'm definitely going to save you. By every organ transplant, it's not a vadai. There might be rejection. The body might not accept that organ that comes in. As much testing as you do in advance, it might not work. According to the Amudei Or, it might... L'chorek should not be permitted. It happens that I was working with Amudei Or, because that's one approach to bidocha all the rayas. There's a number of achronim who clearly disagree with the Amudei Or, the tshuvos of the Chavos Ya'ir and Simon Kuf Mem Vav, and others clearly disagree. So I don't know if the Amudei Or is necessarily correct, but that's a fine point.
Is
Vaday
100% or is Vaday 100%?
Right, so that's another question in terms of what is considered Vaday, how much risk... nothing is 100%. There has to be a strong likelihood to be a halachic vadai. My guess would be 80% or so is a halachic vadai. Perhaps organ donation is considered halachically vadai. But in the case of the doctor with infectious diseases, I don't know. I don't know if... I mean, the poskim all are matir, a doctor to go. I give you here a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer. It's source number 20 in this packet. That doctor is mechuyev to treat somebody with infectious diseases, or l'chol hapachos, that there's a mitzvah. If it's a rabbin, there might be a chiyuv. If it's an individual, certainly there's a mitzvah. The chorek should depend on the level of how dangerous that particular disease is, and we should have to make. There's a whole literature in the Achronim, there's a steer in the Tshuvas HaRadvaz. One Tshuva HaRadvaz says that a person who wants to enter a suffix sakan to save people from vadei sakan is a chassid shulta. The other Tshuva HaRadvaz says that there's a mitzvah to do it. The poskim will say, Chacham Avadi Yosef, in this Tshuva that I give you, number 18, Chacham Avadi Yosef points out it depends on the level of sakana.
Also, why do you make a difference between
Talmud Chacham or a regular person who said, Enoch Anami, obviously every life is sacred. But the fact is that the Mishnayos and Huryos, when they speak about Kadima, Mishnayos says if there's two people who are down in the pit and there's only one person who I can raise up, so a Talmud Chacham is Kodem to an Am HaAretz. Again, these are things, obviously, that you do not make these decisions on the fly. Even in the situation of in a doctor's waiting room, where technically speaking, halachically, a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be Kodem to an Am HaAretz, a Talmud Chacham shouldn't have to wait, but Moshe Feinstein writes in a Tshuva that, you know, these are issues that require serious Yishuv Hadas. You can't decide on the fly, but in theory, that's the halacha.
Right, so one, you can say one is maybe it has kedima over the other, but still, a whole lot of opinion, you can have generation
after
generation that will be
living
because of a person. So,
right, again, it's
why
a.
Why don't we treat it like a rabbi?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a, why don't we treat it like a rabbin? So I think we consider it a rabbin only if there's a rabbin in front of me who's in danger. To be worried about Doros Hasidim Lavo, that we don't consider to be a rabbin. That's what the Noda Yehuda already points out in his Tshuvos, that we don't worry about the far-term eventualities. We only worry about things in the near future or things that are immediately in front of us. Yeah?
To explain why Surim are... Gilchem does not dote Suri. We go so far as to say we don't worry about his father dying, we won't worry about other people. Why are we going that far? We kill him.
We kill him. No, I mean, once...
But
Pekuach Nefesh is not Docha Onshem. No, so I could say that the fact that I kill him, this is a special Gzeir Sakasa. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Bez Din is Mechuyev to kill a Mechal Shabbos. But does Bez Din have to take into account that this Mechal Shabbos has a father who's ill? Right, that's a new suffix. Actually, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa entertains this suffix as well, about whether Bez Din is Mechuyev to kill a Mechal Shabbos, knowing that his ill father. That's a new suffix which is not clear at all in the Gemara. Rav Lawrence thinks that Pekuach Nefesh is not Docha Onshin. Yeah?
Didn't Yaakov
I mean, right, Yaakov Avinu clearly entered some sort of, again, we don't understand all of the stories in Tanakh. It requires a lot of thought to it. I don't know if that's in order to save people from Avadai Sakana, or that's a situation just like he entered a suffix Sakana because of some Sivri from Hashem, he had some Nevuah. Whenever we're dealing with communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're at a different level. Yeah.
Actually, if anything, Yaakov Avinu would be right against it, because the Medrash is very critical of Yaakov doing it. It says, you're waking the dog to sleep, and really like sleeping dogs alive.
Right, right.
So if anything, that would be right against it. You should not be not yourself in
something
like that. You should have just...
Again, right, the question, though, is, was that a situation in order to save people from Vadei Sakana? L'chor, it wasn't. I mean, L'chor, that, according to Chazal, to save Pachem Ketanim, I mean, it's very hard to understand. You're certainly not allowed to enter a suffix Sakana to save your money. So, okay, I thank all of you for coming and listening, and have a good day.
That's Rabbi Schwartz. We'll see you next week with the Rabbi Schachter and Rabbi Sachs. We'll be across the street in the Reuben Shul. Thank you very much. Have a great week.